The Laws of the Third Temple, Part 103. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yapaswa in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially Israel's Rapture, will be a very good book to have, to come to the understanding through the scriptures and the Ruach HaKodesh, how one third of Israel, the remnant, will be saved in the Great Tribulation after the bride has been changed from mortal to immortality and from an earthly body into a heavenly body. You can contact us at WhatsApp number, it's +27 International 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very, very welcome. But we have missed quite a bit of information. So I urge you to go to part one, start from there, because you need to pick it up from the beginning. Very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive all the notifications, also our TikTok messages. I see we have quite a large following on TikTok. We are currently dealing with What is Your God's Name, which is also one of the studies that I'm doing right now on YouTube. So it can be good just to start with that, because it's short segments of 15 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, segments. Share the link information with your friends and family. Make sure you have at least a 1611 King James Bible, pen and writing pad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. You are very, very welcome. I trust that this study this morning is going to be a real blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua, hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday, reading still from the Temple Institution in Jerusalem, from their research. Now they say twice, now they make the statement, twice the temple, I want you to listen to this, twice the temple was destroyed and the Jewish people dispersed, yet the spirit of the temple in all its implications sustained them through their bitter exile. Believing in the next temple. The one temple is broken off, demolished, burned down. But they believe they're going to have a third temple. The prophecy of redemption is being fulfilled. Listen to what I say. The prophecy of redemption. Where does the redemption comes from? Redemption is through the sacrificial blood of Yahushua, not through anything else. The prophecy of redemption is being fulfilled in our days with the ingathering of the exile of the liberation of the land, that is Israel's land. Yet the great task of rebuilding this temple is still before us. There is not one prophecy that says Israel has to come together as a nation first. It doesn't. The prophecy says Israel will go through the Great Tribulation. And there, the temple is not going to play no role. Why? Because they're going to flee before the Antichrist, the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns. It is written that the temple in Jerusalem will be rebuilt by a king of the Davidic line. It is written that the temple in Jerusalem, that's now the third temple, which is actually the fourth temple, which is most probably the fifth temple, will be rebuilt by a king of the Davidic line. So they are still going to establish a king. Remember what I said yesterday? They don't want to submit themselves under the laws of Israel with a president and a cabinet. No, 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 no. They want a great Sanhedrin of 71 people to lead them. Now he says, it's written the temple of Jerusalem will be rebuilt by a king of the Davidic line who will be installed by the high court of 71. A high court. They haven't gone to university to learn to be to function as a high court. No. They're just going to choose them, 71 of them. And they will have authority and jurisdiction more than a normal court. Not to submit them to the laws of Israel. They will submit them to their own laws. So this is going to be a government in a government and a country in a country. With people in the same country that's going to be of different nations. Performing, one using the Old Testament, and the other is the democratic laws. Who will be installed by the high court of the 71, that is the Sanhedrin. They actually called it the Great Sanhedrin. They use the word great to say it's greater than the courts of Israel. And it shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of God's house shall be set over all other mountains. Listen what they're saying here. Listen what they're saying. And this is in Isaiah 2 verse 2 to 4. The scripture is Isaiah 2 verse 2 to 4. Now what? Isaiah, prophecy about the temple, was the temple that was built by Israel after leaving captivity of 70 years of Babylon. It's not that that was the temple that was destroyed in 70 AY by Titus. Listen what he says. And this is a statement that they're making. They are conditioning the people's mind through statements. And it shall come to pass in the end of the days that the mountain, a mountain government of God's house, or other than the temple, shall be set over other mountains, other governments, lifted high above the hills, and all the nations shall come strength streaming. So they will come and accept this spiritual government. For out of Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of God from Jerusalem. But it has. Where did they found the Torah? Can you explain to me where did they found the Torah? They never had the Torah from the time that Israel was captured by King Nebuchadnezzar. That's where you have the oral Torah, the word that they spoke, which was added. They didn't have a Torah. The Torah was in the Ark of Covenant. Do you understand? The Torah was in the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. And up till today was never found. So where are they going to get the Torah? For out of Zion shall come forth the Torah and the word of God from Jerusalem. Isaiah 2 verse 2 to 4. The Sanhedrin and the sixth millennium. For the prophecies to be fulfilled and the temple rebuilt, the nation of Israel must have a form of leadership, political and spiritually, worthy of the honors of such a task. It must be a Torah-based system of government, that is, the Sanhedrin or the Great Sanhedrin. Come on. What do we find here? If we read between the lines here, we can see that they are busy conditioning people's mind to accept this Great Sanhedrin of 71, which they have no proof that these people will be from David's bloodline. Because it's more than 2,000 years ago that they have been exiled. They were murdered. The Romans demolished them. And a few that were slaves that was exported into Europe, they lost their identity. How can they say that they are part of David's bloodline? I saw on internet 2-3 years ago, 4 years ago, there was an ad that said, if you think that you are from the bloodline of David, you can apply to the committee in Jerusalem if you want to be a priest or a high priest or part of the Sanhedrin. If you just think, they actually said the culture doesn't matter. You can be white or black or cream or yellow. You can have Chinese eyes. You understand what I'm saying? As long as you think, you don't have to prove nothing. You must just think that you're part of David's bloodline. You see, this is actually a big joke. The more we read it, the greater we see the joke is like a mushroom exploding. Like his predecessors, the new Sanhedrin shall consist of 71 exiling in whom understanding and knowledge of the Torah. But they don't have a Torah. International law, physics and mathematics, macro and microeconomics, human science and conversation with other cultures and languages. They will be people of exceptional moral fiber, maturely the human composition. By virtue of the collective immersion of wisdom, the new Sanhedrin will be the guideline which alone will be capable. Listen what they say. The new Sanhedrin will be the guiding light, whom alone will be capable of leading the Jewish nation to fulfill his mission and rebuild the temple. A nation in a nation. I want to say, touch the Temple Mount and you will have World War III. The Sanhedrin now. The Sanhedrin is needed today. The Sanhedrin is needed today to provoke the Jewish nation with their political and spiritual leadership. It must have achieved the long-awaited redemption of the people and the land. The Sanhedrin is needed today to restore Torah law and Jewish traditions to the cause of the Jewish state. You see what I'm talking about? They want to subscribe to the Jewish state, which is Israel. They will not accept the laws of the state, which is a democratic law. They will only accept the laws of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is needed today because it is the Torah originate and only authentic from a government for the Jewish people in the sovereign state. They want a sovereign state within Israel, these Orthodox Jews. All other forms of government are foreign to the spirit of the nation and only lead to waste of human resources for the Jewish people, to corruption of the moral fiber of the nation, to disorder. Witness the present situation in Israel. What do we find? We find that they are forcing the people's mind into a channel of New Age thinking. This is nothing else in that. Using the Old Testament and the theology of a third temple. While there is no scripture that says there's got to be a third temple, which is actually the fourth temple, as you know. The Sanhedrin is needed today to reunite the Hebrew nation and lead it to the heights of glory from which it is distinct. So actually what they say, these Sanhedrin council or this Jewish council in Jerusalem, that the government of Israel, President Netanyahu, who are you, they are not leading Israel. But this Sanhedrin of 70 people who thinks that they come from the bloodline of David, it's going to be the people to lead Israel into eternity. Now we have quite a bit to think about. I want you to go and do your own research. Go on the internet and look at the Sanhedrin. New Sanhedrin or Great Sanhedrin. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.